RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, and focus news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. The Netherlands expresses trust in Indonesia. Indonesia becomes the host seminar of the Asia-Pacific International Civil Aviation Organization. Indonesia committed to reducing carbon gas on international flights. Now the news in detail. The Dutch ambassador to Indonesia, Rob Swervel, on Monday in Jakarta expressed optimism to the potential investment cooperation with Indonesia. According to him, the Netherlands is currently the third largest foreign investor in Indonesia. The Netherlands, he added, is also the largest European Union country investing in Indonesia. The ambassador Rupt stated that the current Dutch investment in Indonesia is due to highest trust of the Dutch investor to Indonesia's future potential, which can be developed in the bilateral cooperation.
An area where the Netherlands is very good at is investment in Indonesia. We're the third largest investor in Indonesia, and by far the largest European investor here. And that's also for a reason. We believe in Indonesia, we believe in the future of Indonesia, and we'd like to invest in products and projects where we can work together under Indonesian ownership. So trade can be a little bit better. I'm very satisfied by the investment.
Furthermore, the Dutch ambassador, Rob, said that the trade cooperation between Indonesia and Netherlands is still dominated by traditional cooperation, namely palm oil, impresak, and horticulture. In addition, Ambassador Rupt also encouraged the increase in the people-to-people contact between the two countries. According to him, the level of exchange of visits between Indonesia and Netherlands has increased along with the increased interest of younger generation of both countries to visit each other. In addition, through the student exchange scheme, the level of public visit between Indonesia and Netherlands has also been extended to various areas in Indonesia and the tourism sector. He also assured that the Indonesian people will find similar atmosphere to their own hometown during their visit to Netherlands. Indonesia hosted a seminar of the Asia-Pacific Organization of International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, on state action plans and carbon offsetting and reduction scene for international aviation. The seminar was held in Jakarta on April 10 until 13, 2017. The regional seminar is a follow-up of the 39th ICAO General Assembly, which was carried out last year in Canada. At the hearing, there had been set several new resolutions, especially in terms of environmental protection within the framework of climate change. Director General of Air Transportation at Indonesia, Minister of Transportation Agus Santoso, said the forum is part of a strategy to strengthen Indonesian civil aviation, the Asia-Pacific and international level. At a press briefing held in Jakarta on Monday, he explained this forum is aimed to share experience related to the calculation of exhausted gas limit of CO2 emission from aviation sector.
Kami dari berbagai dunia, negara di dunia ini berkumpul di Jakarta ini untuk saling bertukar pikiran.
We are from different countries in the world gathering in Jakarta to share experience of their respective country. With the meeting, we get concrete matters and steps for the future, how we could reduce the effects of aviation in the environment. Indonesia has already a roadmap to reduce emissions from aviation industry. Agus Santoso further explained through this forum, Indonesia will show its commitment in reducing exhaust gas emissions. For the Asia Pacific region, a regional seminar was attended by ICAO Regional Director for Asia Pacific, Mr. Arun Mishra, and ICAO Deputy Director, Environment Air Transportation Bureau Headquarters, Ms. Jane Hubt, as well as a number of aviation experts in the field of environment through the Asia Pacific countries. On the same occasion, Jane Hubt appreciated Indonesia as one of the ICAO member states that has initiated steps by committing to reducing emission from aviation. This regional seminar will be divided into two sessions. The first session related to the discussion on important measures to reduce greenhouse gas emission caused by international civil aviation. Secondly, related to the additional effort to achieve the goal of carbon neutral growth from 2020. Director General of Air Transportation at Indonesia, Minister of Transportation Agus Santoso, said Indonesia is committed to reducing carbon gas in aviation sector. Indonesia has a roadmap to minimize pollution from aviation to the field of environment. In a press briefing held in Jakarta on Monday, Agus Santoso explained that Minister of Transportation is committed to meeting the world mutual plans in order to reduce pollution toward the environment. Related to the flight industry, there are several aspects that can be done to reduce the contribution of carbon gases. One of the aspects listed in the action plan, which has been developed by Indonesia, is to upgrade the fuel aviation aircraft.
Salah satu daripada action plan kita, kami adalah mereduksi pengotoran terhadap udara.
One of our action plans is the reduction of air pollution from after, that's from the aircraft industry. We started to apply the aircraft that is designed based on the concept of composite. With a composite, the plane certainly becomes lighter because it needs fuel in reducing number. Agus Santoso further explained Indonesia has also started to apply performance based on navigation or the optimization of aircraft road to shorten the plot. In addition, Indonesia also implements environmental friendly airport. Since it was established in the Council of International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, a 3719 resolution, Indonesia begins drafting the action plan submitted to the ICAO since 2013. The action plan is a form of planning and reporting voluntarily from countries to improve their activities in order to lower CO2 emission in the international flights. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political Law and Security Affairs, Wiranto, said that the government will tighten borders and screen refugees and asylum seekers. He reasoned that terrorist groups may take advantage of the refugee influx. Before meeting the International Organization for Migration, IOM, Chief of Mission Matt Geschel in Jakarta on Monday, Wiranto said that terrorism is rising and terrorists use various ways to enter into target countries. Indonesia will tighten control, Wiranto said. The Indonesia has been an increasing trend of incoming refugees, he said, the government has additional tasks. However, Wiranto added Indonesian government will put humanity first in handling refugees. Indonesia adhered to the notion of just and civil humanity. The government of Indonesia is committed to supporting the OIM to address refugees' problems. The National Counterterrorism Agency BNPT Chief Suhardi Alius has opened at about recent terror attacks that happened across the globe. He said that compared to other countries, Indonesia has performed well in handling and detecting possible terror attacks. Suhardi also said after meeting President Joko Widodo on Monday in Jakarta, despite Indonesia's extensive geographical area, Indonesians are in control. It means that the ability to detect terror is good. The world has been hit by numerous terror attacks in the past few months. A terror attack in London, England, in March killed dozens of people. The latest terror attack took place in Stockholm, Sweden, when a threat rammed into a crowd at a shopping center. Latest reports said that three people were killed in the incident. The Swedish government has suspended the operation of transportation modes over security concerns. Suhardi also said that the agency continues to improve preparedness to face terror attacks or spread of radicalism. Indonesian state-owned oil and gas company PT Pertamina is seeking to acquire more oil and gas blocks in the country and abroad to meet its production target set by the government. Pertamina Upstream Director Syamsul Alam said in media gathering in Jakarta on Monday that the operations abroad are expected to contribute 33% to the company's target of production of 1.9 million barrel oil equivalent per day in 2025. The company would also be as aggressive in acquiring oil gas blocks in the country. Syamsul said currently Pertamina already has oil and gas plant in operation in 12 countries such as in Algeria, Iran, Malaysia. The first to operate followed by ones in Nigeria, Tanzania and Gabon. Pertamina is preparing development of eight termination blocks in 2018 already handed over by the government to Pertamina, including one in Sangga-Sangga, East Kalimantan and Osest. In 2050, it is expected to breed into the ranks of four largest after China, United States and India, with GDP projected more than $15,000 billion. Some sales outside Indonesia therefore would need support of large supply of energy. The last item, the 3rd Ubud Food Festival, UFF, will be held on May 12 until 14 and will be attended by culinary listeners from Indonesia and around the world. This time around, the theme of the event will be the culinary expression of Bali, titled Every Flavor is Story. This shared installment of the annual culinary festival held in Ubud area will be the largest in the festival history. UFF founder and director Jane Dineft recently said in the Pasar Bali that UFF offers plenty of culinary events for visitors to gather around, eat, drink, party and share their knowledge of cuisine because Indonesia cuisine has reached an international level of fame. So have its tradition and the practitioners. With more than 100 speakers from Indonesia and abroad attending, the three-day event will be filled with programs such as Think Talk, Taste Discussion, Masterclass Session, Cooking Demos and Movie Screenings. Dineft also noted if everything goes as planned, the organizer will also invite Indonesian President Joko Widodo's personal cook. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. Before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing, magnificent beauty of nature, among the colors of this is a wonderful place.
loved. I feel wonderful, oh wonderful, Indonesia.
Listener, a commentary today entitled Indonesian Airports and Weaponry Main System. Indonesian Airports, TNI, is one part of Indonesian National Armed Forces, TNI, which is responsible for air security across the archipelago or the United States Republic of Indonesia. Historically, the Air Force was born with the establishment of the People's Security Agency, BKR, on August 23, 1945, to strengthen the air defense that has shortage of aircraft and other facilities. On October 5, 1945, the name changed to the People's Security Army, TKR of Air Force, under Air Commander Surjadi Surjadarma. On January 23, 1946, TKR changed its name to the People's Army of Indonesia, TRI. Finally, on April 9, 1946, TRI Air Force abolished and replaced into the Indonesian Air Force, which is now celebrated as the birth of the Air Force. The Air Force currently consists of two operation commands, namely the Air Force Operation Command 1 based at Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport in Jakarta and Air Force Operation Command 2 based in Makassar, South Sulawesi. Now, the main weaponry system owned by the Indonesian Air Force is quite diverse, and in the future is expected to be increasingly better in a bid to secure the country against enemy attacks. Likewise, the human resources in the Air Force continue to be improved because in the future the air weapons will be more sophisticated and require special expertise. In the procurement process, the Air Force always puts forward the modernization of sophisticated weaponry tools, not to be let behind with other countries, especially neighboring countries. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with April the 11th, 1919, the International Labour Organization is founded. The International Labour Organization, or ILO, is a United Nations agency dealing with labour problems. Particularly, international labour standards, social protection, and work opportunities for all. The ILO has 187 member states, 186 of the 193 UN member states plus the Cook Islands are members of the ILO. In 1969, the organization received the Nobel Peace Prize for improving peace among classes, pursuing decent work and justice for workers, and providing technical assistance to other developing nations. The ILO registers complaints against entities that are violating international rules. However, it does not impose sanctions on governments. On June 11, 1950, Indonesia became a member of the ILO. Over now to 1970, Apollo 13 is launched. Apollo 13 was the seventh manned mission in the American Apollo space program and the third intended to land on the moon. The craft was launched on April 11, 1970 from the Kennedy Space Center, Florida, but the lunar landing was aborted after an oxygen tank exploded 2 days later, crippling the surface module upon which the command module had depended. Despite great hardship caused by limited power, loss of cabin heat, shortage of potable water, and the critical need to make makeshift repairs to the carbon dioxide removal system, the crew returned safely to Earth on April the 17th. The story of Apollo 13 mission has been dramatized multiple times, most notably in the 1995 film Apollo 13. Last item is from 2012. A pair of great earthquakes occur in the Watan Basin west of Sumatra in Indonesia. The maximum Mercalli intensity of the strike slip doublet earthquake was very strong. 10 were killed, 12 were injured, and a non-destructive tsunami was observed on the island of Nias. The 2012 Indian Ocean earthquakes were magnitude 8.6 and 8.2 undersea earthquakes that struck near the Indonesian province of Aceh on April 11 at 15:38 local time. Initially, authorities feared that the initial earthquake would cause a tsunami and warnings were issued across the Indian Ocean. However, these warnings were subsequently cancelled. These were unusually strong intrepid earthquakes and the largest strip-slip earthquake ever recorded. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today's focus is on Indonesia and Georgia to improve cooperation in correctional institutions. Stay tuned. Indonesia and Georgia have had a number of mutually beneficial cooperations both in the economic and public sectors. In fact, the two countries have also expanded cooperation in areas such as in the field of tourism and infrastructure. Head of Public Relations, Law and Cooperation, Ministry of Justice and Human Rights, Effendi Parangin Angin in Jakarta, as quoted by Antara News Agency, said, Indonesia and Georgia agreed to boost reform cooperation in public services and correctional institutions. According to Effendi, the agreement was reached during a meeting of Indonesian Minister of Justice and Human Rights, Yasona Lauli, with Georgian Minister of Correction in Georgia last week. It proves the two countries have increased concrete cooperation relationship mutually beneficial. Effendi explained that in a three-day working visit to Georgia, Minister Yasona Lauli also met Minister of Foreign Affairs of Georgia, Megebrisvili, and Acting Minister, Deputy Minister of Justice, Alexander Baranitse, to discuss issues of mutual concern in the legal field, including the improvement in institutional reform and public services in the ministries of both countries. Minister Yasona Lauli's working visit to Georgia, which is one of the former Soviet Union countries, is important because Georgia managed to put itself on being one of the developed countries in Europe to reform efforts in various fields. While in the field of correctional, Minister Kaka Kaksisvili explained, since 2012, Georgia has made reform of prisons in overcoming the overcapacity of prison, empowering inmates through an online shop that sells the products of inmates as well as the program of parole in order to prepare the inmates to return to the society. On the other hand, one of the breakthroughs by Georgia to overcome the problem of overcapacity of prisons is to grant amnesty to prisoners of drug cases categorized as users. Another point of concern for Minister Yasona Lauli in Georgia is the reform in the public service, namely the establishment of Public Service Hall, which is an integrated service management system to the public for over 450 types of services. Among others, the service are for driving license, passport, visas, legalization of documents, birth certificates, divorce certificates, marriage certificates, registration services, business activities, ID card, and citizenship. With this system, people can gain certainty on how long it would take to make the document through the facility. According to Effendi, during the visit to Georgia, Minister Yasona Lauli also saw up close all facilities in prisons and public services hall, including the 112 Emergency and Operative Center, a central rapid emergency controller which integrates police services, health and fire departments through line 112. Well, that was Focus today on Indonesia and Georgia to improve cooperation in correctional institution. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. The Dutch ambassador to Indonesia, Rob Swervel, on Monday in Jakarta expressed optimism to potential of investment cooperation with Indonesia. Indonesia hosted a seminar of the Asia-Pacific Organization of International Civil Aviation Organization on state action plans and carbon offsetting and reductions in for international aviation. Director General of Air Transportation at Indonesia, Minister of Transportation Agus Santoso, said Indonesia is committed to reducing carbon gas in aviation sector. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political Law and Security Affairs, Wiranto, said that the government will tighten borders and screen refugees and asylum seekers. The National Counterterrorism Agency BNPT Chief Suhardi Alyus has opened up about recent terror attacks that happened across the globe. Indonesian state-owned oil and gas company PT Pertamina is seeking to acquire more oil and gas blocks in the country and abroad to meet its production targets set by the government. The third Ubud Food Festival UFF will be held on May 12 until 14 and will be attended by culinary listeners from Asia and around the world. That's News in Brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Thank you.
Hello, listener. Welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Topi Rajong and Sufi, or Rajong and Sufi hats. So stay tuned. Listener community of East Manggarai District, East Nusa Tenggara, still maintain their local knowledge until now. For instance, the people in Runus and Rajong villages who still hold a traditional ritual called Soso Uwi ritual. Soso Uwi is an annual Thanksgiving ritual after the harvest of farm products. Soso means clean, while Uwi means round yam. So, Soso Uwi is the ritual of cleaning yam at the boundary of year by marking with a celebration to honor the universe that already provide abundant blessings for the survival of people in Rajong region. Soso Uwi ritual is also held in September annually by farmers in South Elar sub-district. Listener, there is something interesting in Soso Uwi ritual. In the ritual, leader of custom and adults in Rajong always wear rombeng rajong to honor the ancestors of Rajong village. Rombeng rajong is a special hat worn by traditional leaders in Rumah Gendang or the drum home in the village. When Soso Uwi ritual is held in Rumah Gendang in Rajong village, indigenous elders in the village actually wear Sufi. Sufi is spherical rajong hat. Sufi is used specifically by the elders of the village. Adults and young men are forbidden to wear the Sufi. Listener, young people, adults, and also parents are allowed to wear rombeng rajong with star image. The hat has dye and rectangular or oval types. The specificity of the hat lies on the edge part with star ornaments. Unlike rajong hat, Sufi is a sacred hat which is only used by traditional authorities and indigenous elders in the village. The hat also has a function as a form of respect to the ancestors who had to pass the hat for generations. Unlike rombeng rajong, Sufi hat is not sold freely. Moreover, every guest who visited Rajong village are usually given the rombeng rajong with stars as a tribute to the guest. Basic ingredient in making rombeng rajong and sufi is derived from the fine bamboo, or the local language called ngelung and pring. To make the hat, the bamboo is woven, coupled with a string in the local language called warak, then sliced into smallest part. Then the slices of bamboo embroidered with tailor rope in the local language called awur. The making process is quite long to produce rombeng rajong and sufi hats. Rombeng rajong is usually given black and red color, depends on its natural dyes. The coloring process of rombeng rajong by using sorghum leather. Sorghum leather is boiled, then rombeng rajong, which already woven, is dipped in the sorghum. Therefore, the color will change depends on the color of sorghum. For those who interested to buy rombeng rajong as a souvenir, they can buy it with the prices ranging from 300,000 rupiah to 600,000 rupiah. The price is quite expensive, because of a rigorous process and the natural ingredients taken directly from the forest. Listener, that was today's segment of Indonesian Wonder with the topic Topi Rajong and Sufi. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is di bioskop, or in English, at the cinema. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Di bioskop. Di bioskop. In English, at the cinema. Antrian. Antrian. Line or queue. Tiket. 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 Tidak terlalu panjang. Tidak terlalu panjang. Not too long. Antri. Antri, to queue or stand in the line. Membeli, membeli, to buy. Camilan, camilan, snacks. Minuman, minuman, beverages. Tidak mau, tidak mau, don't want to. Asin, asin, salty. Es teh lemon, iced lemon tea. Tempat duduk, seat, depan, depan, in front. Next is a conversation on the bioscope, or in English, at the cinema. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Anna and Mary at the cinema. Lihat, antrian tiket tidak terlalu panjang. Lihat, antrian tiket tidak terlalu panjang. In English, look, the line is not too long. Kalau begitu, bagaimana kalau kamu antri beli tiket? Saya beli camilan dan minuman. Kalau begitu, bagaimana kalau kamu antri beli tiket? Saya beli camilan dan minuman. In English, in that case, how about you buying the tickets? I'll buy some snacks and beverages. Tolong belikan saya hot dog. Saya tidak mau popcorn. Tolong belikan saya hot dog. Saya tidak mau popcorn. Please buy me hot dogs. I don't want any popcorn. Mengapa kamu tidak suka popcorn? Mengapa kamu tidak suka popcorn? Why do you dislike popcorn? Saya tidak suka popcorn karena terlalu asin. Saya tidak suka popcorn karena terlalu asin. I don't like popcorn because it's too salty. Oh iya, tolong belikan saya minuman. Saya mau es teh lemon. Oh iya, tolong belikan saya minuman. Saya mau es teh lemon. Oh yes, buy me some beverage, will you? I'd like some iced lemon tea. Baiklah, oh ya, nanti tolong cari tempat duduk yang nyaman ya. Jangan terlalu depan. Baiklah, oh ya, nanti tolong cari tempat duduk yang nyaman ya. Jangan terlalu depan. Alright, oh yes, please get us comfortable seats, not too close to the front. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present Dangdut songs to you. Stay tuned. listener, you have just listened to the song entitled Lukisan Kisah by Soimah, which was released last February 2016. The song Lukisan Kisah was composed by Nurbayan, tells about broken heart. Unlike her previous singles, presenting upbeat dangdut music, the third single of Soimah is actually carrying the slow and mellow music. Through this song, Soimah does not want to be perceived as a singer who can only sing a song with a certain genre. As a talented artist, she wants to prove if she is able to sing all genres of music. Well, let's listen to the coming song entitled Palet Cinta by Soimah. Listener, so Imah Panchawati is a singer and master of ceremony from Pati, East Java. Not only expert in the Javanese art, so Imah also the lady rocker. She has qualified art talents and successfully mastering Champursari, Sindan, Ketoprak, Java Pop, Hip Hop, and Dagelan or Slapstick. Her vocal ability cannot be doubted. She often won the first winner of the Television Star and Dara Ayu Champion. So Imah's career as Sindan getting bounce when she joined with the Jogja Hip Hop Foundation. Together with the art community, So Imah joined to the world tour for the first time on May 14, 2011. Then she began her career in the Indonesian entertainment world. To strengthen its presence as a singer, So Imah released her first song with Dangdut Music Genre in 2014. The song entitled Balad Cinta, composed by Jalis Adiluhung. This song is intended to a measurement. There is a message in the lyric to remain faithful. Unlike Lukisan Kisah, the song Balad Cinta carries the upbeat music with remix genre. So Imah's debut single was well received by dangdut lovers in the country. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Woyo Woyo by So Imah. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.